Welcome back in hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Little Guys Movers. Here's your chance to be your own boss. Join their team of 30-plus years of profits and good times. Visit littleguysfranchise.com. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Max Herz here with you on this Tuesday morning. And we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian. Jeff, what's going on? How are we doing?
I'm good, Joe. Robbie, how are you?
We are great. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. So we've talked about this on the show. It's been such an exciting year for the Memphis Grizzlies, and obviously Ja Morant, one of the most exciting players in the NBA. What's kind of the vibe like in Memphis right now as this team heads into the playoffs? How much damage do you think this Grizzlies team can do?
Well, I mean, people are understandably giddy, and getting ready for the playoff run. We haven't ever had this circumstance where you get to watch a play-in game as we see the Clippers and Timberwolves play tonight for the right to play the Grizzlies. So that's a new one. And it's been a fascinating year because, you know, at the start of this year, COVID restrictions, vaccination requirements, mask requirements, the arena was sort of half full. You wondered if people were going to get back in the habit of going to sporting events. And by the end, the tickets are hotter than they've literally ever been. So I think it really, not only did the country have to catch up on how good these Grizzlies are, the city sort of had to, like, this is way ahead of schedule. This was supposed to be a year of further development, and maybe you could get to sixth in the West. No one expected the two-seed division title, except maybe the Grizzlies. So, it's been intoxicating, and people are thrilled. In terms of what they can do, I think that the range of possibilities for the Grizzlies includes losing in the first round and winning the NBA title. And that, it is very rare you can say that, and I don't know for most teams you can say that, but I think for this team it is both. It is not inconceivable that they would lose a series to the Clippers or the Timberwolves, honestly, and it is not inconceivable in this wide-open year that they could, you know, have a parade down Beale Street.
Did you ever approach a previous postseason, Jeff, believing that, you know, those teams, those Zebo, Tony Allen, Mike Conley teams, could win it going into a postseason?
No, for two reasons. One is they didn't have the ceiling that this team has. They didn't have as high a ceiling. Very good, a collection of very good, determined, you know, gritty, all that players. But they didn't have the ceiling that this team has. They didn't have the superstar that is Ja Morant. And so I think that's different. The other thing, though, that's different is back then there was always a super team, a Death Star out there. The Golden State Warriors were doing, you know, crazy Golden State Warrior things. And Kevin Durant was playing alongside Steph and Draymond Green and everything else. And so you could imagine – the Spurs were being the Spurs. So you could imagine a playoff run. And when the Grizzlies got to the Western Conference Finals, that was the year that Russell Westbrook was hurt in Oklahoma City and things fell just the right way. But then they get to the Western Conference Finals and they're swept by the Spurs. Now, obviously the Suns have been the best team in the league all year long, but they're not objectively as terrifying as teams were. This is a much more wide open NBA. And so I think for two reasons, you never had this thought before that, my God, they could win the title. And now, again, you'd probably pick two or three teams anyway that you would pick to win the title before the Grizzlies, but you wouldn't have to go too far down.
Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Jeff, sometimes it's difficult to remember that Ja Morant's only 22 years old and is already as good as he is, and that he's going to, you know, conceivably get better as they move forward here. What kind of a recruiting tool can he be to Memphis for the Grizzlies? And based on the way that this team plays around him right now, do you think this team is already deep enough to win an NBA title?
Well, in this NBA, yes, this team could win a title. And this team certainly matured another year. Desmond Bain another year older. Jaren Jackson Jr. another year older. Ja Morant another year, could win a title. What you don't know is what the rest of the NBA is going to look like. So right now there's no equivalent of those of those super teams. You know, what happens if Kawhi Leonard comes back and Paul George is healthy and they add another star, and then all of a sudden, well, what happens if the Nets look like the Nets were supposed to look like, right? So, but right now, as currently constituted, they're certainly good enough. I don't think that even with Ja, the Grizzlies are going to be, you know, there's talk of Zion, honestly. And, you know, Jalen Rose brought up the idea that don't discount Zion coming to Memphis. And that has all kinds of intriguing possibilities and terrifying possibilities both. But beyond that, I don't think Memphis is going to be a destination. But, you know, the Spurs weren't, when they were winning, they weren't a destination. They had a group of players who they drafted in Ginobili and Tony Parker and obviously Tim Duncan. And that group looked around and said, I don't have to go to Los Angeles. I don't have to go to New York. We like it here. We like playing with each other. And we can have a 10-year run where we win a bunch of titles. And I think that's sort of the hope for this Grizzlies team, is that they seem to love playing with each other. It's been one of the joys of watching them, is the pleasure that they take in playing with each other. And so if they can hang together and maybe make some financial sacrifices when the time comes, and then you can fit pieces. But I don't think, you know, I don't think Memphis is ever going to be the place where the next LeBron says, I want to go, you know, plant my flag.
So in terms of this team's surprising excellence, Jeff, I think Bane, you mentioned Bane. That seems to me a big part of it, is that what he has become. What else, when you look at everything coming together, because obviously they played so well without Ja too, but what else has been individually surprising for you to make this happen?
Well, what happened with this team is that if before the season began you said we would like to see these things happen, every one of those things happened pretty much. And so one was, you want Ja to make the superstar leap, to go from being, oh gosh, he looks really promising a lot of times, to become a legit star. That happened. I think some people would argue that maybe the most important thing that happened, because you could sort of see that one coming, was Jaren Jackson Jr. becoming legitimately a defensive player of the year candidate. I think probably underrated defensive player of the year candidate. The guy is tremendous. And he does it, you know, as a forward slash center. He's blocking, you know, more shots than anyone else. And he's doing it not playing center most of his minutes. And so in this NBA, he challenges shots all over the court. He's switchable. He's truly a force. As you point out, Desmond Bane, again, making the leap from looks good, looks like it could be something, to a legit. Like, I saw ESPN did a top 25 players under, I don't know what the age was, 24, and those three are all on it. Desmond Bane ranked even higher than Jaren Jackson Jr. I don't know that that's the right ranking, but so that happened. Steven Adams, you know, there was some thought, are they going to miss Jonas Valanciunas and his play down low? And Steven Adams has done exactly what you wanted him to do, which is rebound and set picks, and he's an effective passer. And so you can Tyus Jones, like, you know, you can go right down the line. Everything that you wanted to happen, it's, you know, this preseason you assemble your list of questions, they were all answered. And I don't think you can ignore Taylor Jenkins, who has just, to be able to do what he has done, particularly with Ja out, is really pretty extraordinary. When they were able to beat the Suns the other day with their backups and the Suns starters, I think that was sort of, you know, that was Exhibit A in his Coach of the Year candidacy.
No question. Now, Jeff, I do want to switch gears before we let you go on the other Memphis basketball team, the college basketball. I feel like when Penny Hardaway threw profanity in your general direction, that seemed to be that seemed to be a big moment for that program. Where is that? Where are things headed? And now you have the notice of allegations. What's your right now assessment?
I was the person who asked the question of Penny and he responded with the stop asking stupid effing questions, bro. I don't really think, honestly, it was directed at me, but he was incredibly frustrated at that point. They had lost 8 of 12, and it was looking like year 4 of the Penny Hardaway era was going to collapse in another promising recruiting class. he wasn't going to deliver on. And I just think, honestly, he was frustrated. The question was, the question that I asked was, have you ever lost faith that you can get this done? Honestly, not a particularly disrespectful question. And so he erupted. That happened. I don't know that the rant in that moment became the catalyst. What did happen is Penny started playing the right guys, and the right guys got healthy, and he shortened the rotation, and, you know, all this crazy, you know, subbing people every 3 seconds that he was doing, he sort of stopped doing. And they went on a run, you know, won a tournament game, got to the tournament, won a tournament game, played Gonzaga valiantly, and you're like, okay, this is great. That looks like the Tigers have finally turned the corner, and the Penny Hardaway era is, you know, has regained its promise. And then, of course, you've got the notice of allegations. And so everything now grinds to a halt because you have people entering the transfer portal, and you have it almost, you know, nearly impossible to recruit to that. When the expectation is between now and the start of the season, they'll get their punishment, and the punishment will include a postseason ban. And so you can recruit to that. Musa Cisse went to Oklahoma State, you know, whatever. I mean, it's possible, but it certainly puts a – it had looked like – look at this, Penny saved the day here, and now it's all a little bit thrown back into flux. The difference, though, with almost every other situation is that Memphis is just never going to get rid of Penny Hardaway. So it doesn't matter. Like, people love him. And so it really doesn't matter what happens. He will leave when he chooses to leave. And because of that, he might be able to, you know, he might be able to weather the storm, whatever that storm looks like.
Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian, our guest here on Robbie and Rexrow. Jeff, really appreciate you taking time to join us this morning.
Yeah, good to talk to you both. Thanks.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jeff.
Really interesting stuff there. Going to be interesting to see how Memphis handles their playoff run. Do you care about the Grizzlies? Are you bought in to the Memphis Grizzlies as they now enter into the NBA playoffs? Hit up our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025 The Game. 1025 The Game has your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Arca Menard NASCAR Xfinity Series doubleheader coming up on Saturday, April 23rd, and a pair of tickets to the Geico 500 on Sunday, April 24th. Just submit a picture of you wearing your NASCAR swag using the hashtag Dega to our social media accounts, at 1025 The Game on Twitter, at The Game Nashville on Facebook and Instagram. That's hashtag Dega to our social media accounts, at 1025 The Game on Twitter, at The Game Nashville on Facebook and Instagram. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025 The Game. Streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. We are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio on this Tuesday morning. Thanks to Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian for joining us in the last segment. The Memphis Grizzlies will await the Minnesota Timberwolves and the LA Clippers tonight and take on the winner of that game in their playoff series. You know, my question around here is, it's one thing in the regular season, you see Memphis having this great year and Ja Morant doing what he does, but it's the regular season. It's an NBA team that is not in our city. I don't know how much people really follow it here in Nashville then. Now that the playoffs are here, and that you heard Jeff Calkins talk about it the last segment, they've got a legitimate chance to do some damage and make some noise in the playoffs. I wonder if you're a casual sports fan here in Nashville, if you're an NBA fan here in Nashville, are you bought in to the Memphis Grizzlies, Ja Morant and company making a run during this postseason? I'm interested to see. According to the text line, there's a lot of people that are bought in.
Yeah, the text line has been positive. You know what? I think this needs to be a poll, right? But the problem is,
you're going to make a poll question?
I am. I'm doing it right now as we speak.
Come on.
See, now I'm trying to talk while I do a type. It's really, really good radio. So the problem with doing a poll online is that now there's like randos like in Michigan are going to like respond whatever they want to just to like skew the poll. So I'm saying, Nashville folks and surrounding only, please.
Yes.
Do you care? Help me compose this. Do you care about the Memphis Grizzlies in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Right?
That's good.
Oh, wait. Do you have to? I'm typing this out, but I didn't make a poll. Gosh dang it. Can you quote tweet a poll? Can you do a poll as a quote tweet?
I don't think so. I don't know. I've never tried
that. Do you want me to just tweet it from the station account?
I was trying to
let Max step in and handle it.
Well, let me see. No, because I have more followers. Sorry.
Oh,
I don't mean to like, I don't mean to like, you know, like flex or anything on you, but you know what I'm saying? But although actually a lot of my followers are probably
bots.
Still in Michigan.
Oh.
And they're Russian bots. The other day, a second time that I've been told by Twitter that an account in Moscow is trying to access my account.
Jeez.
Moscow is trying desperately to use my Twitter might against the world.
I think they got some other things they are preoccupied with
at
the moment.
Yeah, you know, that Twitter war is a big one too for them, apparently. Okay.
You're like the next Darren Rovell, Joe. Like, here's my poll. Please only vote if you attended Michael Jordan's first, second, or third NBA game and have a copy of the ticket in your basement.
Is that what
he
does?
If not, please don't vote. Like, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
I vote in every Twitter poll I see, whether I know what it is or not.
All right, just do the poll. I won't do it. I'm completely botching
just
this.
Defeated.
What's the question? It's been so long, I forgot.
But for Nashville?
Residents only.
Well,
it's a surrounding
area. I think
from
our station account, I don't think you need to put that disclaimer there, do you?
No. Just say, do you care about the Grizzlies?
Yeah.
And
it was a dumb idea for me to do it anyway, because, I saw Michigan State people who just haven't unfollowed me.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably a lot of my followers, just Michigan State fans who just lazily have not unfollowed me yet.
That's right.
So why do we care what they think?
Matt from Camden texting in on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. I think the Grizz can make a run this year, but moving forward, I think they're one star player away from being a consistent force for the next few years. I think they need that other superstar beside Ja, and they could win multiple championships. This is coming from Matt from Camden on the text line.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that they need another superstar. I've seen teams without any superstars win titles. This is actually possible. I'll take you back to 2004. That team, Detroit Pistons team, did not have any superstars. They had a lot of really good players. Chauncey Billups was a really good player. Rip Hamilton, Ben Wallace, really good players. I see a little bit of that just in what Calkins said about this team in terms of they are definitely a sum of parts team, but then they have one absolute superstar.
Yeah.
So I don't know that he has to have – I think if you have Jaren Jackson doing what he's doing and coming on and Bane is a big deal, I do feel like maybe one more shooting wing who's really good could be something to put him over the top. You could always look at maybe somebody offensively around the basket a little more effective. But when they play at their best, at their highest level,
yeah,
I'm with Calkins. I think that this is the best. I mean, the way you can say it that he didn't quite say it is this is the best chance Memphis has had to win a world championship.
Yeah,
entering a postseason ever.
For sure, I don't think it's really close either.
Yeah,
like those grit and grind teams were good, but there was never a second.
There was a limit.
They could win a title.
I didn't either. It was like it'd be a great story. Really liked those teams a lot, but they just weren't quite there. And like he said, Phoenix is the best team, but I don't look at Phoenix as some insurmountable force. They can be beaten.
Let's go to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a texter that says, "Love the Grizzlies in the NBA. Also appreciate the NBA you do bring up. Would encourage more of it." It's coming from a texter on the text line. Got another texter that says, "Heck yeah, we're into the Grizz. Preds, Titans, and Grizz are Tennessee's professional teams and should be supported by all Tennessee sports fans. Go Grizz." This is coming from a texter on the text line.
And there's got to be some counters to this because we've had it before where people are like, "Don't ever talk NBA again or I will never turn you back on."
Oh, yes.
Okay, so I got someone, Seth, in the text line. "I don't watch NBA, haven't watched a minute all year, but I would consider watching them if they reach the conference final." Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
That happens.
I made that one of the options in the poll before we even heard that text.
Wow. Did you send the poll out?
It is from 102.5 The Game. The four options are, I'm watching every game, will follow when I can, only from West Finals on, and the last one is, who's Steven Adams?
Very nicely done.
See, a better poll than I ever could have come up with. Mine was going to be yes, no.
Yes or no. Caleb texting in says, "I've never watched a full game, college or pro. I may consider getting a ticket, though." Talking about the Grizzlies playoff run.
Okay.
I would love to.
You may have to pay
a
lot of money.
That would be what would really rope me in.
Yeah.
A chance to go to a game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. This has been this has kind of been an ongoing. So I'm trying to think, when the heck was it? It was right before COVID. So, yeah, more than 2 years ago, I went down there and did a thing for The Athletic on, can Nashville And that was when they were like, okay, but you could tell he was becoming a star. Kness, you'll get into the Grizzlies. And no one ever really answered me. It was like a tree falling in the forest, you know. But it was.
Well, now he is a star.
Yeah. I mean, he has become something totally different from then, from 2 years ago. Although you could see it coming.
Yeah.
And it was exciting. And it was, actually, I went to a Grizz Pistons game. And it was, you could see the momentum, but now it's big time. He is incredible. And they are way better this year. Like, just like Calkin said, way better than I ever would have guessed this year. If we get Grizzlies Warriors in the Western semis, oh boy.
Let me ask you this.
Is that a doozy?
Here's a tough question. I'm going to ask it to you anyway. Who's the best athlete in Tennessee right now, professional sports? Ja Morant, Roman Josi, Derrick Henry.
Okay, wait. I need this best athlete, best pro,
best player at their
best
sport.
Best player. Yeah, best player at their sport. So you're talking about, okay, Ja Morant's not winning the MVP. I don't know where he would be on the list. Was he all NBA? Has that been decided yet, or is that coming out this week?
I think it's coming out
this week. That's a big deal. Will he be? I think he might be, right? Okay. Roman Josi should win the Norris. So that's the tops at his position. He's in the midst of potentially still, I mean, he's still got a chance, 13 and 10 games. Certainly he can do that, to be on a very short list of like a handful of defensemen who've ever done that in the history of the sport.
Yep.
And Derrick Henry, I mean, we forget because he broke his foot, but you could argue that he's top five, top 10 player in the NFL.
If he'd stayed healthy, he might have ran for 2,200 yards.
That's a really good question. Can we do another poll question, Max? I don't know. When you said that, I was like, I wanted to say Ja Morant. But you know what? I don't know about that. I don't know about that. You know, and I think here's the thing. So Derrick Henry has carried a team largely to the AFC Championship game, to within one step of the pinnacle. I want to answer that question after I see this playoff.
Yeah.
From Ja Morant. And you know, with Josi has been a part of a team playing for the Stanley Cup final, but like I would look at both of these postseasons ahead for the Grizz and for the Preds, if the Preds have one, and say, this is where you can help be a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Can you carry a team when it really matters? Derrick Henry has done that.
Caleb on the text line says, as a non-Grizzlies fan living in Memphis, you would think the Grizzlies have won 6 championships in a row. It's unbearable. It's coming from Caleb on the text
line. Come on, Caleb.
A lot of love for the Grizz in Memphis, apparently.
Caleb, enjoy it, man. It's so great when a city gets into a team.
We'll continue to take your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHunted.com, 615-737-1025. Who is the closest professional sports team in Middle Tennessee, or just the whole state, to winning a championship? Is it the Grizzlies? Is it the Titans? Preds? Nashville SC? Take it any way you want to take it. 615-737-1025. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025 The Game. Preds fans, join us for Smashville Live tomorrow night on 1025 The Game. Smashville Live airs on Wednesdays during the Preds season from 6 to 7 p.m. featuring Preds players, former players, and other special guests. You can watch the show via 1025 The Game's Twitch, Facebook page, YouTube, and Twitter. So be sure to join us for Smashville Live, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, and Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue. Your fearless leader, Max Herz, on Smashville Live as well. So make sure you check that out. Joe's laughing about something. Is it something that we need to talk about or no?
Just on the question of the NBA poll, I got it. Dale Doyle on Twitter, he's wearing a Vols shirt and he is cut up, man. Look at this dude. Look at this dude.
Oh, yeah.
Dale Doyle. You know Dale Doyle?
I don't know him.
Oh, okay. You're like, oh, yeah, Ed Dale. Yeah.
You just said he was cut. I said, yeah.
He puts up 250 regularly. His comment is, haven't watched the NBA since Dr. J retired. No interest.
Jeez, all right.
All right, Boomer. Little bit less curls, more NBA, Dale. Come on.
Wow.
I'm not going to, like, argue with the guy
be
looking like that.
Dale's going to come up here and throw something at you. Got a text that says, enjoy hearing about the Grizzlies and hope they can go all the way. I listen every day and enjoy your show as well as the next show very much. Look forward to the Predators games with the pre- and post-game shows as well. Thank you. We appreciate it.
That's a lot of nice in that text.
There's a lot of nice going on there.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Caleb texting in. This is like the fourth different Caleb. Says, the other Caleb seem to be getting their word in, so I'll just say Roman Josi is by far the best athlete in Tennessee. He's even been mentioned as a Hart candidate. That won't happen, but to have anyone say that about a defenseman is crazy. The Grizzlies are the closest team to winning a championship. The Preds are probably going to miss the playoffs, and the Titans pick too many injured players to make deep runs. This is coming from Caleb. On the
Damn, Caleb, get it all in there, buddy. Is there not a character limit on these? Can we institute one?
I don't know.
I'm just kidding, Caleb. Whichever Caleb you are.
You text as many times as you want to, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Ben texting in. So I also wanted to back up Joe's claim of sum of parts. The Grizzlies have a great winning record without Ja. I think it's like 13-3, and I know the playoffs are a different story. I think it's like 20-4.
Yeah, which gets great Twitter discourse going too.
Yeah.
Stay hurt, Ja.
Yeah, that'll work out well. Now, yeah. I did talk about this with Teresa Walker the other night, and she was sitting next to me at the Preds game. And she was like, yeah, they're 20-4 without him, but, like, go look at the schedule. They've played, like, right. Four good teams during that stretch.
It timed out pretty well for them in terms of when he missed time. So the Josi thing is a good point on the heart because, seriously, so Eric Duhatchek, one of my cohorts at The Athletic, a legend of hockey writing, told me last week that, like, he's seriously – I don't know if I should be outing him. I don't know. Are we keeping this anonymous? Yeah, whatever. No one in Canada is listening to this, that he's seriously thinking about Josi when it comes to the heart.
Yeah.
And, of course, I think the Norris is a real strong bet. But let's remember that Ja Morant at one point this year was talked about as MVP. And sure. Also Derrick Henry has multiple times been, I think, at one point. Look, I think he should have been closer than he was in 2020, frankly. So all of them are in the vicinity of that. I don't think Yossi's going to be any closer to actually winning the heart than those guys were. Will he? I don't think so.
I don't think so, but I think he'll get some votes. Well, I say that.
If they make the playoffs.
They're going to have to make the playoffs. And look, I still think, you know, if he goes through the next 10 games and has 5 points, probably not going to do it. Like, he's probably going to have to get close to 100 to get those.
Yeah.
I don't know if he has to get 100 on the dot, but he's going to have to get close.
So there's no statistical comparison in terms of Morant. I mean, he's got great stats, but there's nothing there. But Derrick Henry, 2,000 yards. Roman Josi, 100 points as a defenseman. Which is more impressive?
I mean, it's close because both have only been done, you know, a few times in each of their league's history. I'll probably go slight edge to Derrick Henry. I don't know, though. Like,
it's close,
it's pretty
man.
Close.
I mean, it's almost like it's almost identical in terms of. Well, it's been done more, but in terms of list of people who have done it, it's about the same. Very close. It's a handful of people.
Well, and like the NHL part of it hadn't been done in 30 years.
Right. So
I don't know. I may be leaning Josi now. It's pretty close.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah. That's a really good – it's tough on those three guys.
So which team is the closest? Which pro sports team in Tennessee is the closest to winning a title in your mind? You got the Grizzlies – they made some noise this year in the Western Conference. They're the 2 seed. Obviously, the Titans were just the 1 seed in the AFC. I know that feels like a lifetime ago, but they were the 1 seed, and they have been very good the last 3 years. And the Predators trying to get in the playoffs. I think right now I'd put the Predators at 3 pretty clearly. That's me.
So Nashville SC is counting in this discussion.
Yeah.
I mean, Nashville SC
they might be 3.
Is really good.
Yeah.
But I could also look at the Grizzlies and the Preds and say, you know, the Grizzlies are certainly better relative to their conference and their league, and they've had a much better year. But let's go back to what we were talking about earlier about the tournament at hand. Like, honestly, Preds get in. I think it's a lot closer than some people might think in terms of just this year. Who has a better chance to win it? I wouldn't pick the Preds. I wouldn't pick either of them to win it. I don't think either will. I think it actually could end up being like a closer finish for both of them. And then the Titans, I mean, if they had a quarterback who could complete a pass, then I would pick them. But, you know, their quarterback who should be cut any day now. No, but in all seriousness, they're still probably closer than you think.
Yeah.
I mean, it just depends how you will look. You can look at the whole AFC and say, this quarterback, oh, my gosh, this quarterback. But – what if Austin Hooper is really good? What if Robert Woods is really good? What if they do shore up the offensive line and they have a great draft and the defense is what we think it will be and Caleb Farley is healthy and gives them that third corner they can count on? It's a lot of ifs.
A lot of ifs.
It's kind of like Calkins was talking about the Grizzlies. They need this to happen, and they all happen.
Right.
But none of those things I just mentioned with the Titans are all that outlandish.
No.
So I don't really have an answer for it. I'm just talking.
Mark from Clarksville on the text line says, Ja Morant, the best athlete in Tennessee. The Grizzlies are the closest to winning a title. Titans at number two, Nashville SC, and then the Preds fourth on that list.
I think ultimately I would have to put the Grizzlies first, too. But it is close.
Got a texture that says Grizzlies, and it's not close. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think it is close because, look, we'll see what happens, and I don't know if Steph Curry's even playing in game one, but I just watched Klay Thompson go off for, what, 41 the other day?
Yep.
Draymond is healthy and is back to, like, as good a defensive player as there is in the league.
Steph's going to be back in there.
Kuminga and Poole, and, like, they are going to have a heck. They did great against the Warriors in the regular season, no doubt, and I think they match up with them. They can beat them, but that is going to be an absolute battle if it happens. And, look, Denver could beat Golden State, too, by
sure.
the way. And like Calkins said, the Clippers could come in here, all of a sudden Paul George, they could come in here and ruin this whole thing. It is close. You can't say it's not close. I disagree strongly that it's not close because the other tournament that this team in Nashville's in is very different and can absolutely go sideways on you. And if you've got a goalie playing his best and this goalie playing his best, that can be something. And the Titans are still closer than anybody wants to acknowledge just because everybody hates their quarterback now.
Well, Chris on the text line says, Nashville SC was a poor penalty kick performance from likely the conference finals
yes.
last season as well. And that is there is that.
No,
they're in the West this year, so it's different. It's more challenging, but, I mean, they've had a couple big wins in a row.
The MLS playoffs, fine. We've learned these last couple of years, at least to me, producing those games when they were on 94-9. Like, the playoffs are really short.
Yeah.
You only have to win three games to get to the final if you finish in the top
it's
seven
like
of your
marathon
conference.
It's like a marathon season.
It's,
and
the,
then,
it's the total opposite of soccer in every other league and country in the world. It's very like American playoff style, and you can get to the finals pretty quickly, and now you can also host the finals. It used to be neutral.
Yep.
But the problem is, and that's my hesitation with them, is the problem is just like they made that run in their first year, the format also lends itself to you could be – I think they're going to be one of the best teams in the league this year.
Yep.
But it's, you know, it's NCAA tournament-ish.
Ben on the text line says, the Predators are the closest. It's not the year for any of them. I don't trust the Grizzlies' management and ownership, and I don't trust Tannehill, but the Preds will get there the quickest in the coming years. This is Ben on the text line.
Okay.
So we've gone all over the map. There are people that think that – Nashville SC is the closest, Preds are the closest, Titans are the closest, and the Grizzlies. That's why we do these questions.
Good.
Yeah.
That's great. We have no answers, no conclusions.
If I'm picking one, I'm going Memphis.
I think I am too. I think I'd
– It's close, but I'm going Memphis.
Yeah, I think
– If the AFC wasn't crazy this offseason, I'd probably go Titans. It's less to me about the commentary on the Titans – and more about what other teams in the AFC have done, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does make sense. It does make sense. And it's just – with the Titans, I think, not beyond Tannehill, it's just like you feel like you had the ultimate path and opportunity that you blew. Like if the Grizzlies – like the Warriors get upset or something, and the Grizzlies have a – or the Suns get upset, you know, that would be like the same thing.
Yeah.
And you have everything at home. You have home court – like, you can't blow it. The Titans just did that, so it's harder to pick them.
Coming up next, it is time for Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. Be the first caller at 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. If you guess a goal score for the Predators tonight, you win a pair of tickets to a future Nashville Predators home game. We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025 The Game, brought to you by Little Guys Movers. Here's your chance to be your own boss. Join their team of 30-plus years of profits and good times. Visit Little Guys Franchise. com. It is that time of the day here on Robbie and Rex Road. Time for Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. The Preds in action against the San Jose Sharks tonight. Puck drop 7 o'clock, pregame 6 o'clock here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. And the standings in the competition are as such. The listeners back in the lead with 18 correct answers with Matt Duchesne's correct guess last week against Ottawa. Joe Rexroad in second with 17 correct. Robbie Stanley in third with 15. Michelle with 12 correct answers. Max Herz will be picking for Michelle today in the competition.
So if he gets it right, we're letting Michelle have the point.
Yeah. Should we just put Max at one?
Who knows? What would you prefer, Max? Would you like to try to get a late start here and just make a huge, incredible run late?
I would love to help Michelle get out of last place. Did you say she's
last? If she was like in first or second, it was like a one. Like, I would never normally allow this.
I think we'll make an exception. I think I picked something for her the last time I was on with you guys, too.
Might have.
Maybe in January.
Did you get it right?
Well, probably not.
Yeah, we're fine then.
Okay, we're good. With that in mind, let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Kenny from Spring Hill. Kenny, thanks for calling into Robbie and Rexroad.
Thanks for having me.
So, Kenny, who is your pick to click tonight for the Nashville Predators?
I got to go with Matt Duchesne. He's on a roll.
He is on a roll. Kenny, we appreciate you calling in. I don't know what was going on with Kenny there.
Is Kenny a robot? An actual robot? Death robot?
I don't know.
There was some sort of
feedback?
Cyber activity going on in Spring Hill, I guess.
I don't know what happened. Is that the Russian bots?
Maybe it was. I was telling you guys earlier during a break about a hill they're getting rid of down in Thompson Station. So he's from Spring Hill. Maybe he crossed over town lines.
Could be. Kenny and Spring Hill going with Matt Duchesne tonight. Matt Duchesne on a heater right now for the Nashville Predators. Max, you're up first today in the competition. Matt Duchesne is off the board. You're picked to click tonight for the Nashville Predators.
This is such an honor. I've never gone first in this before. I've also never picked.
It's a big day.
What would Michelle want? Who does Michelle usually pick?
She's picked a lot of Johansson. Very little success.
Okay.
Although he's had a good year.
22 goals this year. But yes.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm saying for her, though. Yes. On her particular nights of picking.
This is just goals, right?
Correct.
Not points?
Correct.
All right. I'm going to pick the man.
Max never listens to our show.
Who had two goals the last time the Preds played the Sharks. His first ever multi-goal game. Going with my boy Matt Luff.
Yes.
For Michelle.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
Give me the Luff, man.
Matt Luff. I love it.
Don't tell her that you did this.
He did score twice last
time. Yeah, he did. Yeah, when they beat them 19-0. Great.
Matt Luff for the selection, which Joe Rex showed. As I'm next in the competition.
God, such, you know,
really
this is
leaves
all
it
rigged.
Open for me.
This is so rigged.
Sorry,
Philip Forsberg.
Sorry if I
select.
Took your pick, Robbie.
Philip Forsberg, the selection. I do have in plans to get T-shirts made of Get the Puck to Matt Luff. That's my my T-shirt idea. I'll go with Philip Forsberg, Joe Rexroad, your selection. Duchesne, Luff, and Forsberg off the board.
So this is a conspiracy, you two against me and Michelle. Is that what's going on?
It's Matt.
Max is like, oh, yeah, I'll take one for the
team.
This is not a conspiracy. Pick Matt Luff.
He had a point every 3.5 minutes of ice time the last time we played this team.
Max is fully believing what he's picking here. God. Definitely the first time Matt Luff has ever been selected in Preds Pick to Click, but I'm all for it. Duchesne, Luff, and Forsberg off the board, Rexroad.
All right.
Your pick.
I'm going to go Tomasino.
Wow. Philip Tomasino.
A little bit off the board, but I just have a feeling. I've got a Tomasino feeling.
Okay. Tonight. So Tomasino, the selection. So no Josi, no Granlund, no Johansson.
I know.
All off the board. Look, yeah, sometimes that works out. No Trennan. He's been a sneaky good one this year.
No Janot.
No Janot. I like it.
Yeah, so there's a lot of names you just said that can I switch? No.
This
no,
is the most,
I'll stick with Tomasino.
This might be the best Preds Pick to Click we've ever done. Matt Duchesne.
Yeah, because someone cheated for you.
Matt Luff, Philip Forsberg, and Philip Tomasino.
Well, let's not forget how many times we had Kelly Yarncroak represented.
That is true.
Yeah, Rex Croak last year. And by the way, how many times it paid off last year, too, for the record. The good old days.
That's right. Big one for the Preds tonight. The standings, I mean, you've got Dallas tonight taking on Tampa Bay at like midnight. It's 8:30, I think, on ESPN. So good news is, if you're a Predators fan, that game probably still be on when you get home. You can watch the end of it at that point. But Dallas taking on the two-time defending cup champions.
ESPN trying to find the Hawaii market with their
Vegas taking on Vancouver tonight. Vancouver just beat them last week on the road, so now Vegas going on the road this time and they'll have to take on Vancouver that way. So maybe an opportunity tonight, if you can take care of business against San Jose, maybe create a little bit of breathing room if you're the Predators at this point. But like if you're John Hines right now, and I know he's not, if you're anybody on this team, you can't really be worried about that. You just win the games that are in front of you. I said it yesterday. I'm sticking with it. I think they need to win all three of these this week to feel pretty good. That's just me. And I know you've got St. Louis coming up this weekend and
you don't
Calgary
count,
next Tuesday.
So you don't count St. Louis as being this week?
Sunday technically is the beginning of a new week.
Yeah, I've never really subscribed to that.
It is, though.
It's the end of the week.
But technically, it's the beginning.
Joe's right.
Thank you, Max.
It's Max's.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's the weekend.
I hear you. I'm just saying, I've been taught my whole life Sunday's the beginning of the week.
All right.
It's what they say in school.
Well, I say 3 of 4 if we're counting that, okay?
Okay.
Six points. 6 points in the next 4 games.
I subscribe to that. Yeah.
Okay. We can agree on that.
Oh, I thought you were going somewhere else.
I got something else to say. I don't know.
Like, I know I had somebody text me yesterday, be like, you think that like Edmonton is just like they're definitely going to win that game? I don't think they're definitely going to win that game. I think they need to win that game. Like, Edmonton is really good. They've been playing much better as of late. You got McDavid and Draisaitl, obviously. And I think it's been since – have they been here yet this year? I don't even know. Has Edmonton been here yet? I don't remember. I don't think so.
They have to.
No, I think they played in Edmonton twice. I think this is the first time they've been here this year.
It's only 3 games against every team in the Pacific now.
Yep, so I think they've been there twice.
Okay. And this is the one here. Okay.
So the last time we saw Edmonton in this building, I think they hung up 8 goals. That was, you know – before COVID, so that's a long time ago. But we know that those guys, especially like when McDavid and Draisaitl get rolling, sometimes there's not much you can do about it. Certainly that's going to be a tough game on Thursday, but I think if you're the Predators, you need to win. You've got a 5-game homestand. If you don't win at least 3, that's pretty disappointing to me, regardless of what the competition looks like.
Absolutely. No, you've got to do that. You've got to do that. So – Matthew Eden just put up, this is a pretty handy, records against Western Conference for the Preds. Yeah, 0-2 against the Oilers, 0-2 against the Golden Knights, 1-2 against the Blues, but you're 3-1 against the Stars, 3-0 against the Wild. By the way, 2-1 against the Avs, in case that becomes a playoff preview. For whatever that's worth.
Have they not beaten the Golden Knights this year? I think you have to play them 3 times, don't you? So they can't be 0-2 because they don't play them again.
Why can't we remember anything about this season?
Well, there's 82 games. They beat the Golden Knights on January 4th.
Dang it, Matthew. I really liked your graphic, and it's inaccurate. I'm going to tweet at him. Angry tweet at you, Matthew.
Yeah. Let's say there's 3 times. Now, there is a big one. On the last week of the season, there's a Dallas versus Vegas game, and that one could be pretty big. You're hoping if you're the Predators, you can create some separation by then, but, I mean, that game could be pretty important. Coming down the stretch.
That could be big. DJ Burnside, Matt Luff goal loading.
Yes.
Please continue to wait. Like a nice AOL.com message for you. Hey, if you get Luff right, like Chase just texted us, if he scores, Mask gets, I don't know, but he gets something.
Most importantly, Michelle will get a point.
Yeah. Michelle should buy you lunch if you get it.
I agree. This has been Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. Preds taking on the San Jose Sharks. I forgot who they're playing tonight for a minute. Taking on the San Jose Sharks tonight at Bridgestone
Arena. They're barely an NHL team.
We'll have Chris Mason come up at 9:30 here on the program. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports. We'll get his thoughts on all things NFL. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.